Bob Familiar for ArtCast TV. Today, I'm sitting with David Chappell at TechEd 2010. David is the principal of Chappell & Associates based in San Francisco. David, welcome. Good to see you again.
It's great to be here, Bob.
Now, you're here at TechEd. You're talking about several different topics, one of which, though, is innovation, and in particular, IT innovation. Mm-hmm. Now, the term innovation is, you know, it's like sort of like framework and service is one of these overused terms, but so why don't you help us there? Why don't you help us define what you mean by innovation and, in particular, IT innovation?
What I'm focused on here, what I'm talking about, is what I think of as effective IT innovation. And I'd like to define that like this. I'd like to say that effective IT innovation is a change in how we do something, how we have a product, how we do a process, based on information technology that provides value. So it's a change based on IT that provides value. I think that that value piece is really important because to too many people, innovation, the word, has become synonymous with cool ideas. And that is a mistake. Innovation is much more than just ideas.
All right, so you're saying it's when we think about innovation, we think about the creative process. You know, it's the genius toiling away in the basement. They have this wonderful idea. So you're saying it's more than just that creative process. We have to understand what happens after that creative process and whether or not these ideas actually get put into practice.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, the way I think about it is that there is this thing that I call the I3 process. The first I is idea. There's got to be an idea. Certainly ideas are important. But ideas aren't the whole story. The second I is implementation. You must take that idea and you must implement it in some concrete way to make it usable. And even that's not enough. The third I is infusion. You've got to take this implementation of the idea and get it into the world. Make people actually use it. All three of those things are important, and it's fun, it's sexy to focus on the idea part because that feels the creative aspect.
Right.
People don't think about implementation and especially the infusion, the grunt work of infusing this new thing.
That's the hard work.
That's the hard work in many ways. It's less sexy, it's critically important to not realize that all three I's, idea, implementation, and infusion, are fundamental to effective IT innovation, that is, providing value with changes based on IT, is, I think, deeply wrong. You won't be successful unless you grasp the importance of this I3 process.
So what you've done, then, is you've actually taken the architectural view of IT innovation. You've created the framework. You've defined a process. Now, does that apply to everybody, though, this I3 process?
I think it does. But it applies differently. It's important to distinguish, I believe, between organizations that primarily are IT creators, like Microsoft, like IBM, like an open source project, and those that are primarily IT users, like a bank, like a retailer, like a manufacturing firm. Because the truth is, both have an I3 process, and they're related, but the way they do things is different. So, for example, an IT creator like Microsoft has an idea, which they implement, that then infuse into as many IT users as possible. Well, the infusion process is really sales and marketing to get this new technology, SharePoint 2010, for example, into as many users as possible. But in the IT user process, the technology is an input into the idea phase of their I3 process. The technology and an IT user must be combined with a new business idea because IT users, in the sense of organizations, have to get some value from this. The value always comes from business change, not the raw technology. And so the new technology the vendor gives us is combined with a business idea in the I part, and then the IT user takes the idea and the business change, implements it, and infuses it into their world. So, for example, if SharePoint 2010 is the new innovation from the technology provider, Microsoft, and the IT user is an insurance company, perhaps they use this innovation to create a better business process for how they do claims processing. They then have to infuse that into the organization, making their people actually change to use this. So there are I3 processes in creators and in IT users. They're related and they're different. When you think about innovation, it's really important, I believe, to determine where you are in the R3 process and which piece you're in, the creator side, the user side. They're not the same.
Right, and there's a lot of folks out there who are, you know, writing books and talking about innovation in the workplace and related topics. You've brought some structure, framework, process, definition to it, so it seems to me it's more concrete. It's something you could actually go to someone and say, hey, here's a way you could bring this into your environment and start to bring some structure and process to the way you roll out and use technology, let's say at a Bank of America or a company, an insurance company, something like that. How do you go about doing that, though? How do you make that cultural change in an organization to say, here's how we're going to roll out, be innovative. Here's how we're going to be innovative, and we've got an actual process we want to apply.
I think there are many factors, and as you might have inferred from my earlier conversation, it depends a lot whether you're an IT creator or an IT user. They're different. But let's talk about IT users for now, because that's the larger category here. I think that once you recognize that this I3 process applies, idea, implementation, infusion, you also can't help recognizing that the kinds of people you need in each phase of that process are different. And so I think that what organizations need to do is realize that for a given area in their business, they really have to be innovative. Not everywhere. Your payroll need not be innovative if you're a manufacturing company, but certainly your manufacturing processes ought to be innovative.
Right.
So in those spaces in which you want to be innovative, you've got to get the right staff in place for each phase of the process. So for the idea phase, what do you need? You need people who understand technology and business. We're talking here about IT-based innovation. They've got to find ways to take new technologies or existing technologies and put good business improvements with them. That's a creative thing requiring business and technology knowledge. The implementation phase doesn't require that. It requires people who are good at transformation. We're going to go from here to there. And the infusion phase, which you really cannot forget, even inside an organization,
right,
requires people who are persuasive, who are good at actually making the case about why individuals ought to change. There's a great Mark Twain quote about this. He says, I'm all for progress. It's change I can't stand.
Right.
People are like that.
Right.
That's why infusion matters so much. So at a high level, people, I think, ought to realize that they need different sorts of individuals, different skill sets, different perspectives at each phase of the I3 process.
You appear to be somewhat passionate about this topic. How important is IT innovation, and you know, why should we care?
Here's why. If you think about it, every era has a defining technology. In 1800, it was the steam engine. In 1880, it was electricity. In 1925, it was probably the internal combustion engine, automobiles. Today, it is so transparently evident that the defining technology is IT. And so many of us, I think, oh, I am just writing another app, or I'm just selling another piece of software, or I'm just helping support some ongoing thing in technology. No. The reality is, innovation is what moves the world forward, makes the world better. Today, almost all the important innovation is based on IT.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that all of us who work in IT, in fact, work in what is today the most important profession in the world.